Chapter 2. He soon came to a river which joined another to become an enormous river, which in turn became a great lake. The lake looked enormous and dangerous. It was so deep that daylight didn't even reach the bottom, and the fish were so big it was difficult to see the whole length of one at once. The little fish was so scared by all this, and for the first time since his journey had begun, he felt very, very small. Afraid, he found a dense weed that was big enough to hide himself in, and there he stayed. He wasn't sure how long he'd been hiding amongst the leaves, it seemed like an eternity, and he began to regret the day he had left the safety of his little stream. He also cursed his desire to fly and how it had led him to this huge, frightening lake. Now he couldn't even go back. The return journey seemed equally dangerous, and none of this had got him any closer to his dream of flying. Suddenly, he heard a delicate voice amongst the weeds. Surely this couldn't be a big fish.
Hello? Hello? Who are you?
He asked carefully. A fish just as small as him appeared from amongst the leaves. But this fish was so colourful it looked like a rainbow. The rainbow fish looked at the little fish and said,
"You're not from around here. I've never seen a fish of your kind in the lake."
"It's true," he replied. "I come from a little stream very far from here."
"What are you doing here so far from home?" asked the rainbow fish.
The little fish doubted himself for a moment, but then he responded,
"My greatest dream is to be able to fly, and I'm looking for someone to help me."
"What?"
asked the rainbow fish with a surprised face. When he'd recovered from the shock, he started to laugh and laugh as if he would never stop. The little fish felt sadder and sadder. The more the other fish laughed, the sadder he felt.
"No one understands me, and there's even less chance of anyone being able to help me," he thought. "Maybe it's true that fish just can't fly. I should go home and try to be like the other fish."
He turned around slowly, ready to leave. When the rainbow fish realized that the little fish was leaving, he stopped laughing at once and shouted,
"I might know who can help you!"
The little fish spun back around and shouted in the other fish's face,
"What did you say?"
The rainbow fish was shocked by this and almost couldn't reply.
Maybe, but I'm not sure. It's probably not true. I don't know."
The little fish became nervous.
"Who can help me?"
He shouted at the poor little rainbow fish who stuttered back,
The wise fish at the bottom of the lake."
They were both quiet for a while as the little fish was lost for words at the sudden change in events, and the rainbow fish was getting over his shock. When they could both speak again, the rainbow fish told the little fish what he knew. In the end, it wasn't much really. It was said that there was a wise old fish who knew everything there was to know and who lived at the bottom of the lake. He was said to be so old that even he, who knew absolutely everything, couldn't remember his age. But the rainbow fish didn't know anyone who had seen the wise old fish, and so wasn't even sure if he was real. The little fish wasn't interested in this last detail because he'd never even been given the remotest possibility of achieving his dream. He set off immediately to find the wise old fish.
"Stop! Are you completely crazy?"
the other fish shouted as he moved to stop him.
"You won't even get 2 yards! The lake is so dangerous!"
Our little fish didn't care about the danger. He only wanted to talk with someone who could help him. But the rainbow fish wouldn't let him go.
"You can't! The only thing you'll achieve is to become a snack for a big fish. If you really want to talk to the wise old fish, you'll have to first learn about the Great Lake and its tricks."
The rainbow fish's arguments were too good to ignore, and the little fish let himself be persuaded to go back to his hiding place in the weeds. There, the rainbow fish made him an offer.
"I was born here, and I know the Great Lake well. If you like, I'll teach you everything I know."
The little fish didn't waste a second thinking about it. He knew the other fish was right and anyway. He liked him, and he'd never had a friend before. And so the two new friends spent their days together having fun and adventures. They played hide and seek to get to know all the good hiding places, and also tagged to learn how to avoid getting caught. The little fish's new friend showed him frightening enemies and introduced him to great friends. Above all, they laughed and had fun, told each other their secrets and, sometimes, even forgot the little fish's dream. The little fish soon became just as fast as his friend, learned all the safe and not so safe spots in the lake, and found out which of the lake's inhabitants he had to hide from and who was inoffensive. He was no longer the little scared fish who had been hiding in the weeds on the first day at the lake. The little fish had never been so happy, and more than once he was tempted to forget his dream and stay with his friend. But in the end, this desire was too strong, and one day he said,
"Thank you for teaching me everything, for staying with me and being my friend. I think I can now go on my journey to the bottom of the lake. If I get there, and the wise old fish can help me, I'll go straight on my way. I don't want you to worry about me. Just think, when you remember me, that I'm flying up there in the sky."